Welcome. This is Holly Berger of Lightworkers Alliance. And today is Sunday, January 9th, 2022. And this is my Sunday morning meditation call. Just take a deep breath and center yourself. I'm sure you've already prepared for meditation. You're in a straight back chair. Your feet are on the floor. You've got water and maybe a nice crystal. Today, I'm holding a fist size citrine. Citrines are wonderful because they don't always need clearing. They don't hold energy the way quartz does when it doesn't have the element that in it that makes it citrine. And then in my other hand, in my right hand, I have a moss agate, which has a lot of matrix in it. It's very grounding. So close your eyes. The meditation we're going to do today, it's called You Are a Vessel. You are a vessel. And we'll start with an opening and a light raising. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that source energy surround each one of us with pure Christ consciousness light. We ask to be sealed off in sacred space on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. Within our sealed and sacred spaces, we allow only frequencies of the purest, highest forms of light. We welcome our guides and angels and ascended masters. We welcome our teachers, healers, creator in all its many forms. We welcome of pure light our ancestors, those crossed over that help us, only the purest, highest, truest light. We banish all other influences as this beautiful light surrounds us, sealed off again, north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. We establish ourselves in sacred space. We ask that light begin to fill all of our bodies. Moving into the chakras and energy centers, the organs, blood, bone, and tissue. And as the light anchors into the physical, we allow it to emanate out, filling the mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, moving up, down, and out in every direction. We ask that the light assist us by cleansing, clearing, healing, adjusting. And as we cleanse, clear, heal, adjust, and do anything that's appropriate for us individually, we welcome light to recenter and to fill every part of our being. As this is happening, we ask that our guides help us to send our energy down following our grounding cords, moving down through our bodies and our legs and our feet, and also out the root chakra. Letting these energies wind together into a very strong grounding cord. We ask that our grounding cords be strengthened, healed, or anything that's appropriate for us individually as we send the energy down into the earth, moving through the floor and through dirt and water and air and space, disturbing nothing, moving peacefully through stone and rocks and all elements of earth, maybe even life. We ask that our guides direct our grounding cords to connect to the very core of Earth, the very center of Earth. And as we ground and connect, we ask for assistance in being accurately grounded for our individual needs, for our lifetimes, for our journeys, for our intentions. We ask for enhanced grounding cords. And you may see that your grounding cord becomes more of a structure. Just imagine all of it pure light. If there's anything that seems off, ask for your guides to repair it. Remember to breathe deeply. And we move back to bringing our consciousness into the physical and send our energy up, following our crystalline cords of light. We follow the crystalline cords of light up to the high self, which may seem like a ball of light above you, usually at a fifth dimensional level, and then follow that up all the way to the I Am Presence, to the great central sun, to creator light. Imagine this directly above you, and if you can't seem to get there, if it seems too far, then ask your guides and angels and ascended masters for help. Please help me to connect to the I Am Presence with my crystalline cord of light. Please enhance and strengthen and heal my crystalline cord of light. And as we envision ourselves connected very high and far away, grounded very low and far away, imagine now that Mother Earth begins to bless you with her own light, and it begins to follow your grounding cord back up to the physical body. And the I Am Presence blesses you with light that follows the crystalline cord down to the physical body. And that you let these merge and you begin to see yourself as a union of below and above and around. And you let that coalesce and become something intelligent within you, something that knows. That knows why you're here and how you're here. And it may not come to the forefront of your mind, but you can allow it to be with you. I allow my innate intelligence to be with me, to guide me and protect me. And we welcome the light beings that are with us now. And we open our meditation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. And from this place of elevated frequencies, we ask that our guides assist us in elevating our frequencies and all concentrating on being in a mid fifth dimensional frequency. We may go as high as a mid sixth dimensional frequency, but we wish to keep our protection and our concentration and our awareness in mid fifth to mid sixth dimensional frequencies. We set our intentions for that today. I want you to imagine now that there is a beautiful pool of light just below your feet. Imagine the pool of light is bubbling. There's dancing and joy coming from that pool of light, and it's very clear. You can see through it, but it's pure Christ consciousness light. And you may see threads of color or spectrums, little rainbows, or something personal, a message for you. As that beautiful bubbling light dances, moves, your body begins to yearn for this light. It knows what this light can do. So allow your body to pull this light into your feet as it dances and bubbles around the skin. Allow it to move into the muscle, into the bone. Allow this light to nurture and heal and rebalance as it continues moving up into your ankles. And then allow it to move up your shins and your calves and into your knees. This bubbling pool of light is Christ consciousness light. It holds the highest frequency of blessed light available on our planet. Allow this light to be blessed upon you. You are deserving of this light. You are worthy of this light. Let it dance and bubble and move up your legs all the way past your knees into your thighs. Allow it to repair, enhance, bring back a memory of some ability you might have to heal or awaken or be aware. Allow that dancing, bubbling light to completely fill your legs and begin to move into the lower hip region. As this happens, the light will activate your root chakra. You may see a beautiful red energy flow out in every direction. This is your root chakra, your base chakra. This is your concentration of life on this planet, safety, groundedness, well-being. Allow all of these energies to rebalance within you. Some things may filter out through those circles of light, and you may be blessed with integrations from your guides and light beings as they continue to help hold space for you, bring awarenesses and healing. As the light continues bubbling up, allow it to fill the lower pelvic area. Allow it to fill your bones, your hips, those hip sockets. Allow it to move into the lower belly, filling all the organs down there. And just begin to move into the lower spine, filling the sacrum and the tailbone. And you may see a beautiful orange color activate, spread out in every direction, circle around you. Orange is your creativity, your sensuality, and sometimes your communication. So allow that orange color to cycle in and out, move in and around you. And let that light continue bubbling up from the floor, because it's going to come up even further up your spine, cleansing, clearing, healing between those vertebrae, moving into the front of your abdomen, moving into all the organs. Imagine every organ that you want to. Maybe it's your liver or your spleen or your stomach, your kidneys, adrenals. Imagine your whole abdomen filled with light. And as it comes up to just below your ribs, you will feel your third chakra activated. You may see yellow span out in every direction, all the way front, around, and back. This is your I am center, the apex of your being. Allow yourself to be generated into wholeness, lovely concentration of knowing who and what you are, and allowing the lower chakras to integrate into this consciousness, supporting through the grounding, bringing wisdom through the creativity, and blending with this beautiful consciousness of self as the light continues bubbling up your back, and into your lungs, and then into your heart. As the light activates your heart chakra, you may see a beautiful green color shine out in every direction. Take a deep breath and breathe into the divine love of who and what you are, the divine love of yourself, your planet, your creator, and humanity. Breathe into the consciousness of forgiveness and mercy and compassion. And let that heart chakra and heart muscle be the best, strongest, most beautiful light it can be. Imagine light moving into the lymphs under your arms, and allow that light to now just bubble up into your shoulders, moving into the shoulder blades and the collarbone, the shoulders, and then down your arms. Let the light bubble and cascade down your arms. And when it becomes mittens around your hands, dancing, clearing, cleansing, bubbling light, imagine the healing centers on your hands being activated, waking up. You are a divine healer. You give and receive. And you have chakra points. We have minor chakras and major chakras. That's why we say all chakras, because there's more than seven, and there's one on each palm. And you can activate those with your fingers. You can rub each palm. You can hold your hands out. You can place your hands upon something in your body that you want healed. And it can be physical or emotional. But that light won't stop. It keeps bubbling from your feet and moving up your body and dancing and bringing joy and light. And as it does, let it move all the way up into your neck and fill your throat. And imagine a beautiful blue color shining out in every direction as your throat chakra is activated. This is your fifth chakra, and it shines out in every direction, and it clears your communication. And so many parts of your body are connected to your throat. So many parts of you need voice or understanding. And your throat is also the carrier of oxygen to your lungs. So let's ask for clearing and healing for that tunnel, the esophagus, the windpipe, blessings of light through all the neck, and even blessings of light for your words and your noises, your singing voice, your tones. Let that light continue bubbling up from the floor, filling your whole body. Let it move up into the base of your skull and let it dance around there for a few moments. This is where your spine connects into your brain. This is where a lot of magic happens in the metaphysical world. This is the old part of your brain that some call the reptilian brain, which is your instinct. Let the light do its thing there. Don't worry about how it happens, what it does, what it releases, what it activates. Just know I'm smarter, I'm wiser, I'm more conscious. I remember better. I know things. I am clairsentient. I am claircognizant. Allow that to just happen as the light continues moving up into your jaw, releasing all kinds of tension there. Let it move up to fill your sinuses, your ears, your head, and come forward. Mouth, nose, and right up into your eyes, and then into your forehead. And let that light move back, fill your whole head, and let it activate your third eye chakra. And you may see a beautiful blue, indigo blue light shine out in every direction. The indigo blue light sometimes seems dark like night, but you can clearly see through it. You have that ability. That's why it's called your third eye. It's an extra vision. So allow yourself now to enhance your clairaudience and your clairvoyance, letting that light wake up your external and internal hearing and your external and internal sight. As you continue clearing, healing, and bouncing around all this light, it's very excited now, and it's just shooting out of your head, waking up that beautiful crown chakra. Violet light shining out in every direction. And your body wants to stand now. So sit in your chair, but imagine you're ethereally standing over that pool of light. And it is shooting up to your body like a great fountain. Allow it to just enhance, clear, heal. And imagine now that it calms down, this fountain of light bubbling all around you. But the pool of bubbling light becomes a platform. And this platform has an innate intelligence. And we want to ask this platform, with the protection of our guides and light beings, working with the highest and best good for each one of us, to lift us to mid fifth dimensional frequencies if we're not there right now. I call forth to my guides, my light beings, my ascended masters, angels, all those that work with me through the ethers, through my blood connections, through my past lives, through my innate connection to Creator, the I Am Presence, through my service to the planet and Mother Gaia, to bring me to mid fifth dimensional frequencies, as high as mid sixth dimensional frequencies, and hold me in the perfect place for my own healing and clearing. If you feel anything moving or questionable, ask your guide, stabilize me. Stabilize me at the most appropriate place for my healing. Stabilize me at the most appropriate place for me to receive light in this moment. I command it to be so. Thank you and amen. And if you feel yourself moving or you see any distractions, just tell your guides, next meditation, I'll meditate tomorrow, bring that back. But for now, I'm in a process of healing and clearing. And I want you to imagine yourself stabilized on that platform of light. I want you to imagine above you, there's some angels and guides gathering. They're forming a beautiful circle. You may see 3, you may see 15, you may see 100. You may just sense that they're there, but imagine that they begin to form sort of a balloon of light. It's something that can expand, and it's 100% pure Christ consciousness light. And that balloon is being held above your head because it's a resource for you. It's a reservoir. And it is wanting to bless you with the light inside. But in order to receive that light, you must see yourself as a vessel. Imagine as a vessel that you are looking at yourself. You are examining yourself. What is in the way of me receiving that light? What stops it from coming? Ask your guides as they stand there and hold frequencies for that beautiful balloon of light. Ask them to stabilize around you in a beautiful circle of protection. And as they do this, you will find you have more and more light beings showing up. If you feel ungrounded, ask for beings of light to come and help you ground. Always 100% pure Christ consciousness light, always working with my highest and best good. Thank you and amen. Now imagine that it is time for you to purge. It's time for you to allow negativity to drain from you. Let your circle of guides transmute everything that leaves you. Command things to leave. I command worry to leave. I command fear to leave. I command illness and dis-ease to leave. I purge myself of learned behavior like hoarding or being mean, saying a certain word or phrase. I command these things to leave me now. I command feelings of inadequacy, unworthiness to leave. And imagine as these things are leaving that your guides are transmuting them instantly. They're taking them away. They might be taking little suitcases away. They might be taking dump trucks away. But that's okay. They know what to do with these things. You can continue purging. And as you purge, imagine there's little empty spots inside of you and that balloon begins letting light flow directly into your crystalline cord, into that crown chakra, and down through your body. So the more you release, the more light you integrate. I release illness. I release lack of flexibility. I release fear of outside influences. I release doubt. I release hatred. I release anything blocking me from experiencing a peaceful life. And if you tune into this technique, you'll discover that certain words bring a little integration and certain words bring a big integration of light. And you'll know when you have big releases. And then you may find that certain words do nothing and you realize you're stuck there. And if you're stuck, it's time to dig. If I release unworthiness, nothing happens. I need to go into that. I need to say, I release feeling belittled. I release fearing I'll say the wrong thing. I release judgment of my voice. If you're releasing poverty consciousness and you don't integrate light, open that up. I release how I value money. I release worry that I will die poor. I release fear of being abandoned in my old age. I release not having enough. I release addictions. I release blame. And I release projection. I release holding my intuition back because I fear I will make a mistake. I release trouble sleeping. I release fear of shining my light. I release fear of truth. I release entity attachment. And specifically, I release any entities that have attached to me via past life circumstances that are clinging on now for reasons unknown to me. I release them to their own education. And I integrate light. I release wasting time, or feeling as if I'm wasting time. And I integrate light. I release belief patterns that my body will fail because I have seen it in others. And I integrate light. I release fear that I will make a wrong decision and cost myself money. And I integrate light. I release fear of failure. And I integrate light. I release fear of stepping in the wrong direction. And I integrate light. I am a vessel of pure light, and I will continue to examine and become aware of anything that I hold in any shape or form, in any body level or layer. I will examine and become informed so that I may concentrate on healing this item or experience. Or feeling. I ask for my guides to continue transmuting as I purge using this technique in the next 24 hours. And I thank all of the light beings that are holding that beautiful balloon of light and showing me that it is not necessarily a specific thing filled that I have to purge in order to incorporate. It is a visual explanation for the divine I am consciousness that is always available for me to embrace and allow to enter into me. I now release any ideas, learned or otherwise, that cause me to believe I am less than Christ consciousness light. I am a vessel of light. I am the purest, clearest, cleanest, most absolute light available. I am Christ consciousness light, and I enhance that through every cell and every atom of my body. I retrain myself to remember that I am light, that I am divine creator, and that I am on this planet with purpose and intentions. I allow myself to be a vehicle of peace, love, compassion, and mercy. I allow myself to have everything I need to enjoy my life, and to expand the consciousness that others can do the same. I allow myself to see God, Goddess, Creator, Source, I Am Presence in all the many forms that the I Am chooses to exemplify in my life, in my world. I will see it now and I will love it. I will be so happy to know that Source is showing up through a child's laughter, through a successful business endeavor that a friend shares, through a hug or an expression of love. I will celebrate the many aspects of the divine that are shown to me in this world so that I may continue to vibrate with the frequencies of the I Am. And I will continue to be the divine light that wars against evil on this planet, if I choose. And I do, and you may say, I do, if you do. I am a vessel of pure Christ consciousness light. And I want you to imagine now that your light beings are celebrating. They're joyously dancing, and they're throwing their arms into the air, and they're offering their blessings and gratitude for you because you are in service, you are incarnated. And they're so grateful that you're here and that you're doing what you do and that you're holding the light that you hold. And you may think it's not enough and you may want more light, But they will tell you it's always as it is, and it's always enough in the moment. And they're here to help you learn and have more light and have a more peaceful, happy experience. But what you're doing now is adequate. You are transmuting and healing. You are working. So let them celebrate you and join in and allow that beautiful balloon of light to just become a great central sun that's always nurturing you. And allow yourself to always be in a state of purge and release. And all those light beings start unifying with you, not as beings outside of your body, but as cells, all working together, creating something. And your protection is the divine light of the I Am. And you can bring all this back down your crystalline cord of light, moving quickly through the fourth dimension and putting on lots of blinders there. We don't need to pay attention to that right now. Moving all the way back down to the physical body, bringing this light with you. And you can ask, or you can be the one to command, because the light is yours and you are the I Am consciousness. You may not have the wisdom that you have in the ethers, but do the best you can. I bless this chair and my desk and my computer and all my electrical wires. I bless the water and all the building materials of this town, of this building and this town. I ask for source, I Am consciousness, and I myself offer love and light to my beloved family members, to my animals, to nature, to the ground and the trees and the structures. I ask for light to bless my government, the world. I ask for light to bless my family, known and unknown to me, all through the bloodlines. I ask for light to bless my memory, my awareness, my consciousness, my awakeness. I ask for light to bless all decisions I make. I ask for light to bless my transportations and my communications. And I offer my blessings and my intentions for peace and love, compassion and mercy through all my interactions, through my thoughts, my deliveries, my words, my vehicles. And one more thing before we close, the guides are asking that we all imagine that we're in a matrix. Just imagine all the energy things that are connected, all the energy lines that are connected to you and everything, to you and the food you eat, to you and the people you talk to your family members, your friends, your work. We have energy connections to everything. And imagine suddenly all of those begin to close up like a fan and reach for the I Am, and an upside down fan and reach for the core of the earth. And imagine your guides cutting cords around, above and below, and bringing all of those energy connections into one I Am consciousness connection to the I Am. And I incarnated here, so my connection goes to the core of the earth. And you will reconnect in these matrixes. You will reconnect through your bloodlines and through your communications with friends and work and so forth. But sometimes we need to clean it up and make sure there's nothing else in there. Things can hide in there because we don't pay attention to it. We don't know to pay attention to it. If someone came and put dirt all over the windows of your house, you would clean it off because you wouldn't be able to see outside if you knew you could. If you didn't know you could, you would say, oh, that's too bad, I missed that window. But you can. You can ask someone else to do it, or you can do it yourself. So I clear through all lines of energy, all connections, all cords, all communications that are ethereal or otherwise, multidimensional. I ask for clearing of light through all of those now. I banish anything less than Christ consciousness light. And I hold myself in a pillar, cut all cords around above and below. You can call for Archangel Michael. You can call for the Ashtar Command. They are both very helpful in cutting cords. And the guides say, done. So congratulations, whatever you just did, all of you just did it. As we bring ourselves fully back down into our physical bodies, we thank all of the light beings that have helped us today. as we ground fully down through our feet, down into our hands, fully into our physical. We're magical beings experiencing this life, and we ground ourselves into that magic, into the special human experience that we chose. When we get done with this meditation, I want you to put your hands on your heart and hug yourself and just say, I am, and state your name, and do it 3 times. Make sure you're glad to be here and that you're using your vehicle and that you are in charge of it. And if I'm in charge of my vehicle, it's going to be healthy and happy. As we begin to disconnect from each other, the Akashic Records and the Oversoul Connection, and we bring our sacred space back into us, we thank the light beings, the ascended masters, the angelic teams, all of our guides and guardians, all of our ancestors. As we release them back to their realms of choice, we ask that Source bless them with our gratitude, appreciation, and love. And I want to thank each of you for bringing your energy to this call. You all make it so magical, and you bring so much forth by having something to heal, because as you heal it, we all heal it. We are united, and every time we heal together, we affect the greater good. We affect so many. So keep that in mind. You're working for many, many, many souls. You're working for many threads of light that connect you to so many things. It's so complicated to explain, but just imagine yourself as an intricate working part of the whole, an important intricate working part. But as you are the small part, you are also the whole. So as you are looking in and looking at one part of your body and wanting to heal it, or one thought and wanting to heal it, you are the tiny thought, but you are the whole. You are a drop of water and you are the ocean. So allow yourself to be at peace as the whole and to not scrutinize the small pieces too much. Love them. Let them heal. Let them be imbalanced if they're going through an experience. But keep that as a consciousness. It's just an experience. I ask for Source to bless all of you with love and light and peace and harmony and joy. And I ask for Source to bless our guides and light beings with our gratitude, appreciation, and love. As we begin to separate from each other, the Akashic Records and the Oversoul Connection, we release and we close. Thank you, Anyman. Thank you, Anyman. Thank you, Anyman. Thank you all so much. What a beautiful group today. And I really felt some personal healing going on. If anybody would like to talk about that, you guys can contact me through my website, lightworkersalliance.com. Call, text, write, anything works. So may you all be blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and have a wonderful Sunday. Namaste.